It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I brought some little videotapes to show you today. These are like films. Yes, kind of help you remember other TV visits that we've had. Take them over here. Instead of putting them on picture-picture, you use them on a videotape machine like this. I think I'll start with this one. Remember the time that Lady Elaine had Van Cliburn, the pianist, come to play the piano for her in her museum, and how she turned him upside down? Well, that's on part of this one. Let's look at it together, all right?
Are you ready?
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. Start to play.
Oh.
Start to play.
Oh, this is a little upsetting. How do I get right side up again?
Just play the C-sharp major scale in sixth.
The C-sharp major scale in sixth?
That's right. While I say boomerang.
Okay, I'm going to try. Boomerang. Oh, I hope it works.
There, boomerang, boomerang, simmering.
Oh, that's a relief.
Well.
Oh. I like that time. Yes, here's the one. This is the time that King Friday and Queen Sarah were married, and Mr. Anybody was the person who married them. Let's take a look at this one. This is a long time ago.
Will the king and queen please join hands?
Oh, certainly.
Do you, King Friday the 13th, love Queen Sarah Friday Saturday and want to live with her always?
I do.
Do you, Queen Sarah Friday Saturday, love King Friday the 13th and want to live with him always?
I do.
King Friday, will you repeat after me? I, King Friday the 13th,
I, King Friday the 13th,
take thee, Queen Sarah, Friday, Saturday.
Take thee, Queen Sarah, Friday, Saturday.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
Isn't that beautiful? Oh, I like to remember those different times. I'll play some more of these for you later. I heard Francois Clemens and John Costa practicing as I was coming by here to see you. I'd like to go over there and see and hear them right now. Will you come with me to Francois Clemens' studio? Come along.
Ain't necessarily so.
I was doing some remembering over at my place, and I just wondered if I could listen to you all work a while.
Sure.
What are you working on?
Well, a couple of songs that I'm going to do on a recital, and Johnny's going to help me. Why don't we do There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York.
Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Okay.
like to hear that.
Okay, go ahead, Johnny.
There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where we belong. Sister, hey, now you and me can live that high life in New York. Come with me, there you can't go wrong. Sister, hey, I'll buy you the swellest mansion up on Upper Fifth Avenue. And through Harlem we'll go strutting, we'll go a strutting, and there'll be nothing too good for you. Dress you in silks and satins, in the latest Paris styles, and the blues you'll be forgetting, you'll be forgetting. There'll be no fretting, just nothing but smiles. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where we.
Yeah,
the lucky people who Whew. Will be hearing you in concert with that song.
Yeah, we're gonna do a couple of songs by Gershwin. Would you like to hear another one?
Yeah,
Summertime.
George Gershwin, what a great writer.
Oh yeah, yeah. They lie so beautifully
and
in my voice.
What a great pianist.
Yes, he was good.
You too.
You know, I used to sing this for my little daughter to put her to sleep years ago.
A lullaby.
Which one?
This one. Summertime.
Oh, Summertime.
It is a lullaby. That's right.
It really is, and it was one of the few songs that I knew the words to, and I mm-hmm. could rock her in a chair and put her to sleep.
Right on.
Oh, let's listen. Okay. This is in the summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping. Cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Can harm you with your daddy and mama standing
by. Remember the day when you were Officer Clemens?
Yeah.
Taking care of people as a policeman, and now you take care of them in an operatic and singing way?
Yeah. Those are great days.
Very nice.
These have been marvelous days. What are these things over here?
Oh, those are some costumes and props that I'm going to use for one of my students. And he's playing a sorcerer, and we're going to try those out on him later on.
Great.
Yeah. You want to try one on?
Sure.
I'll pull this one down.
Some kind of a wizard, isn't
he? Mm-hmm. It's very exciting, and I'm very proud of him. He's worked very hard to get this role together.
Teachers work hard with their students, don't they?
They sure do. And here's your crystal ball.
Oh. Could I see into the future?
It helps you imagine into the future.
Imagine the future.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pretend.
Thank you for that. Your students are lucky to have you as a teacher. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Good to be with you.
Nice surprise.
Bye-bye, Fran.
Okay, bye-bye
now. John.
Well, what do you think about this one, Francois? Do you think it's
in the right? Let's have some make-believe. Beautiful music that was. Let's make believe that it's time for the Festival of Remembering in the neighborhood. Princess Margaret H. Witch could have a crystal ball that helps with remembering as well as seeing the future. Right? Neighborhood of make believe, Charlie. Trolley?
Hello, trolley. And we're going to have root beer milkshakes and a special pudding and remembering cake.
What's that mean, remembering cake?
Oh, it's just a cake with a fancy name.
Oh, I see. This festival should be fun. Princess Margaret's a great person, lizard, witch, whatever you want to call her.
I call her Princess.
Oh, hi.
Lady Anne.
Hi. I'm glad I found you.
Oh, what is it?
Well, Princess Margaret is just about ready to start her Festival of Remembering.
Is it going to be in the F.O.R. room?
Well, the refreshments are, but some of it's going to be right out here.
You mean right here in the garden?
Throughout the whole neighborhood.
Oh, well, what is she going to do? Just walk around and remember?
In a very special way.
Well, I'd better get to the refreshments. I'll take them to the F.O.R. room.
Thanks, Edgar. We'll be there in a little while.
All right.
Goodbye, Edgar.
Goodbye.
Now, what is it she's going to do?
Well, she's got this crystal ball.
I have it right with me, dear.
Where are you, Princess?
Right now, I'm going under the trolley tracks. I'm on my way.
Where are you going?
To the past. To the future, anywhere you like.
I better go tell a few people what to expect.
I'm going with her.
Okay.
Where are you going first, Princess?
I'm already here, dear.
Where?
Right beside this beautiful tree.
Aha!
There you are.
And there you are.
See this?
Yes.
It will help you with remembering.
What do you mean?
By a few simple incantations, we can view the past in this ball.
Even the time the magic kite was here?
Any time.
Well, how do you do it?
Look very carefully into this ball and say magic kite 3 times.
Magic kite. Magic kite. Oh, I remember that time. It was so much fun. Magic kite. Nothing's happening.
You have to say the words 3 times without saying anything else between.
Oh, I see. Magic kite. Magic kite. Magic kite.
Ordinary kite.
Who's pulling that kite?
Why, I'm not.
And I'm not touching it.
What about you, Dr. Bill?
Oh, I can't imagine it. Is it flying by itself by any chance?
Oh, I don't know.
It looks like it, but it just can't be.
Strange things happen in make-believe, Digger Degorum.
What makes it go up and down and dance about like that?
I don't know.
There isn't much written today.
No, there isn't. It's coming. Here it... Oh, it's sending... It's sending back an answer. Look, look. It's magic. It's saying it's magic.
How extraordinary. A magic...
Oh, that's wonderful. I just can't believe it. That's so exciting. I never... Digger Degorum and everything, just seeing the kite was so wonderful.
Hey there, Lady Aberlina. Who's your friend?
Oh, X, I'm glad you came out.
Uh-huh.
I'd like you to meet Princess Margaret H. Witch.
Well, I never met a Princess Witch before.
I never met such a handsome, bright blue owl.
Hey, you're nifty-galifty.
And wait till you see her crystal ball.
What's it do?
It helps you to remember.
Remember?
Got anything to remember?
Sure, lots of things.
Well, all you have to do is to name what you want to remember, and then you can see it in this ball.
Hey, let's call my neighbor Henrietta Pussycat out for this.
Good idea.
Yeah, Henrietta.
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 Meow, 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 meow. Meow, witch. Meow, meow, no, meow, I'm afraid, meow, witches.
Oh, wait, Henrietta, this is a princess witch.
Meow, princess, meow.
Yes, see her crown?
Meow.
Well, anyway, Hen, she's nice, and I really think you'd like her.
Meow, meow, princess, meow.
That's the prettiest name anyone ever called me. Princess Meow.
Thank you, Henrietta.
Meow, welcome. Meow is nice, meow.
And Henrietta?
Meow?
She has this ball, and if you look into it, you'll be able to remember something you specially want to remember.
Meow, really?
Really? Try it.
Meow, remember, meow, meow, dressed up, meow, meow, nurse.
All right. Say Henrietta nurse 3 times, and then look in here.
Yeah, okay. Henrietta nurse, Henrietta nurse, Henrietta nurse. Meow, 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 nurse, meow, taking care, meow, Prince Tuesday, meow, like, meow, take care, meow, Prince Tuesday. Meow.
You were a good nurse to Prince Tuesday.
Meow, like that.
Hey, that's a great ball you have there, Princess.
It shows the past?
It does the past, yeah.
And it shows the future, too.
The future?
The future,
yeah, yes.
Future.
It's a little more difficult, but it's surprisingly accurate.
Well, how do you do it?
Well, first, you have to have a blue handkerchief and a red handkerchief.
Oh, I don't have any on me at all.
Well, I have a blue handkerchief right here.
And I have a red one inside somewhere.
Do you, X? Oh, would you get it?
To help see the future. One red handkerchief coming up. There you are.
Perfect. Now, what do you want to see in the future?
Meow, Prince Tuesday.
Yeah, and little Anna. Both of them all grown up.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Meow.
Maybe Prince Tuesday and little Anna could be talking together.
Meow.
Can we
do
that?
Good idea. Can we do that, Princess Witch?
Of course. Can do anything with this ball. Now, everyone blow on the ball 2 times. That's it. Now, Lady Evelyn, you take the red handkerchief and place it on the ball and say, looking to the future, looking to the future. That's what we're doing, looking to the future.
Looking to the future, looking to the future. That's what we're doing, looking to the future.
Very nice. Now, while I place the blue handkerchief on the red handkerchief. Everyone say 4 times. Anna and the prince are talking. Ready?
Ready.
Meow, meow.
Anna and the prince are talking. Anna and the prince are talking. Anna and the prince are talking. Anna and the prince are talking.
Ah, oh, it's so good to come back to our old neighborhood for a visit.
Yes, everything seems about the same. How do you like your work?
I always wanted to be a children's doctor, you know. So I'm really glad to be able to do it. What about you?
Well, you know, I'm a musician.
Just like your father and mother.
And Handyman Negri. But I play piano most of the time.
Do you write any songs?
Sure do. Remember how we used to sing that song to you?
You mean Ornithorhynchus Anatinus?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, I wrote some variations on that theme.
Play them for me, will you?
Sure, if you like. Just step this way over to the piano. Ready?
Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean hear about this.
Little Anna, a children's doctor.
In the future.
Meow Prince Meow Day. Meow musician. Meow, 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 meow.
Are you all coming to the castle soon?
Yes, guess what?
What?
Prince Tuesday's going to be a fine musician.
How do you know?
Because Princess Margaret's crystal ball can see the future as well as remember the past.
You're kidding.
Nobody's kidding, Handyman.
The future? Really?
Anything's possible, make believe.
Oh, I want to tell Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean about little Anna.
Well, they're already over at the castle.
Oh, good. Let's go over there then.
Fine. Oh, say, what are the handkerchiefs doing on the crystal ball?
They're all part of the future requirements. Can we borrow this red one for a little while, X?
Borrow it as long as you like, if it'll help the future.
Only people can help the future, X. But your handkerchief can help see it better.
You're something else, Princess.
Something special. Are you going to travel invisibly?
I think I'm going to travel just the way I am. Let's go.
Okay. Bye.
Farewell, friends.
So
farewell.
Meow, 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 meow.
You know,
meow,
Edgar,
meow.
Edgar has all the refreshments ready in the FOR room, and the king and queen are really anxious to get on with the remembering.
Oh, wait till they hear about meow, the future.
Bye.
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 Prince Tuesday? Really? A musician?
Yeah.
A very good one.
Oh. I'll say.
Oh, isn't that something?
Oh, you should have seen little Anna.
Nobody really knows what they'll be when they're all grown up. As you're growing, you'll probably think of lots of things to be. And you can change your mind along the way, too. You know, I like to write operas. And this tape has some of the operas that we pretended about in the neighborhood of make-believe. Do you remember the one that Betty learned how to make snow? And she turned Francois and Yoshi into snow people, and Reardon was the helpful professor. Let's take a look at it.
We've had it up to here. And now you see we're ready to see it go.
I thought you'd be delighted with the snow.
I'm delighted. I made it.
It's a very nice consistency.
Oh, thank you.
But we're not delighted. We don't want snow here. We've had it and now it can go. We don't want the snow anymore.
All pretend, of course. And then if I move this tape over a little further, I come to part of the opera called The Monkey's Uncle. Do you remember that one? When Betty was the zookeeper and Reardon was her guest. Let's take a look at a little bit of that.
Elephants too. I like this zoo and its zookeeper.
I like the rhinoceros. Their horns are made of matted hair.
I like rhinoceros too. I like this zoo.
We can remember things without crystal balls and videotape machines, can't we? Sure. We can remember just by thinking of things. That's a good way to remember. Well, I'll be back tomorrow and we'll do more together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We have lots to remember, you and I together, don't we? I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
This is PBS.